But I've got a question for you today. What are you following? And it's all fun and games, right, when we watch it in the Christmas play. But did you know that you are following something? Every single one of us here is following. You're following. George, you're following something. John, you are too. Josh, I know you are. Dave, you are. Yep, you guys are. Sarah probably is. Yep, yep. Larry and Debbie, they're just back from the Philippines. Woohoo! So they are still asleep. So they're actually not following anything right now. They're barely following this conversation. We love them. And you guys can just nod right off. Yep. Watch it on the video afterwards. Yep. What are you following? We're just going to bop through the Bible real quick as we kind of close up this day. And I'm just asking a question. What are we following? We're going to look at a couple different things that people, that the Bible would tell us that people follow. First of all, we see that people followed, well, obviously, right? A star. So we read in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to... You know what I just put together? What's the lyrics now? I forgot it. Westward bound. Yeah. What's the west? Isn't there a line in there? Like westward. Westward leading. That's what it is. I was like, westward bound. That's not right. Westward leading. I'm like, oh, they're from the east. I never connected those dots before. The wise men were from the east. They were leading the star west to go to, like, I don't know. Right? Slow clap for the slow people. that was my epiphany today. I know. And you, right? Sad that I'm preaching to you. Right. I know. It's terrible. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who had been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we've come to worship him." And then later in Matthew, it says, in chapter 2, it says, "After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them." Say ahead. The star went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Myrrh. Say myrrh. It's just no theological reason. It's just fun to say. We're still right recovering from westward leading. But here's an interesting thing, what I see in this. I see that whatever you're following will ultimately relieve you of your treasures and gifts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever we follow, we end up spending probably more than we intended, unless it's following the Lord, then we're emptying ourselves, right? That's what we empty ourselves. Really what we're following is what are we worshiping? What are we pursuing? What are our goals in life? What are we going after? What are we following? They followed an angel, okay? We see in Matthew 1:20, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, and this is to Joseph, said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And later on it says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means, say it, God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him. He was obedient. He followed the angel. He followed the instructions. And he took Mary home as his wife. What else do we see? We see in Luke chapter 1, we see the angel replied to her. Now we're talking about Mary. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called childless or barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." There's a little nugget for you to take home. Forget the westward bound, right? Westward leading, and remember that nothing is impossible with God. "See, I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me." There's her agreement. There's her follow right there. That's her follow statement. "May it happen to me as you've said." And then the angel left her. Well, what else do we see? We see in the Bible, we see that people follow the call of God. In Mark chapter 1, as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. They were fishermen. Come and do what? Follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. He changed their identity in that moment. They were fishermen. Now I'm going to make you fisher of men. See the little play on words that Jesus did? They were fishermen. He's going to be fishers of men. Following Jesus. What else can we follow? Well, it's a cute little Christmas program Sunday. We should not be talking about evil. That's the gospel story. Everything cute that we saw here today happened because of that. And we sometimes like to push that off to the side. And we just like to think about the good stuff. But the story of the gospel loses the center of the gospel without the idea of evil. Like, you're not good enough, I'm not good enough, because you're a sinner and I'm a sinner. Wouldn't you like to be a sinner too? Right? Like, we are all sinners. We are all falling short of the grace of God. Let's see what it says about this. In Romans chapter 2, it says, well, a nice light verse for Christmas Sunday, right? Or Christmas program Sunday. God will repay each person according to what they've done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But listen to this. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and they do what? They follow evil. Huh. There will be, oh, it's okay, you could have done better. No, there will be wrath and anger. Zoinks, as a theologian once said. Zoinks. The Bible's very clear that we're following something. You're following something. Your heart is attuned and attuned and in tune to whatever is leading you, and you're following that. It might be prestige. It might be, you know, like the most sought after career in the what are they, Gen Z, the young generation? Do you know what it is? You know what everyone wants to be? Used to be fireman, astronaut, you know, whatever, policeman, whatever. You know what it is now? Influencer, yep, an influencer. I want the fame, right? I want people to know me. Like, whatever you're following, you're giving yourself to. Well, I know, right? The innkeeper, where's our curmudgeon-y innkeeper?
Agnes.
Agnes, where are you at? Oh, there she is. She's trying to get happy. I'm just sitting here just trying to get happy. Just working away, slaving my fingers to the bone. I got a prime piece of real estate here. Did it bring happiness? No. It didn't. We're all following something. Sometimes we follow the culture. We follow evil cravings and desires and thoughts. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following. I love how the Bible puts this. The Bible has a way of taking hidden truth and making it revealed, saying, here's what you're really doing. You're not just doing your own thing. You're following the evil desires and thoughts of your flesh. That's what you're following. You're not just doing what you want. It's leading you. You're giving into it. You're following that. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. Wow. Thank you, Pastor, for the uplifting verses today. But I just want to bring clarity here. You're all following something. And what are we following today? The bad ways of others. Boy, it just doesn't quit, does it? It just goes on and on. Can we get to some good news here? We see in 2 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 2, many will follow the evil teaching of others and shame and their shameful immorality. And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. It's saying, man, don't get caught up following someone that's telling you something that's not congruent with the Word of God and living a way that's not congruent with the Word of God. We're rounding home plate here, or third base. You can follow the Holy Spirit. That's a little better, right? It's a little more encouraging. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us what? Follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. The gospel gives us the freedom to do that. The gospel unlocks the treasures of heaven. When we say yes to Jesus, the gospel liberates us and lets us then not be stuck following something else, but it gives us the freedom to follow Jesus. It gives us the freedom to follow the Spirit. It gives us a great big yes. Amen? I don't know. I don't have my computer, so I can't see what's next. Oh, yeah, Jesus is next. When you don't know what's next, it's always Jesus. Just turn to Jesus. We see in John 12, 25 and 26, those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Anyone who wants to serve me must follow me, because my servants must be where I am, and the Father will honor anyone who serves me. And I think this might be our last one. Jesus said in John 10, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they, what do? They follow me. Yeah, Jesus is telling us that. I give them eternal life, and they'll never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. Another little nugget for you to walk away with today. God is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. Man, that is good news. But you know what that's dependent on? It's not dependent on God's strength, because we see that he's clearly stronger than everyone else. It depends on my saying yes to Jesus. Because it depends on what are you following. And our souls have a great way of masking that and letting us think that we're doing okay. But I just want to just shake you this morning and say, man, what are you following? What are you following? Are you following Christ? Are you following the leading of the Holy Spirit? Or are we just going to church? Are we just showing up here once in a while? Are we saying a great big yes to Jesus? Let's see what else we got. The question, what are you following? We're going to finish with one last slide. This was in, I think I shared this quote last year. I can't remember for sure. Maybe I didn't. But I just loved this quote from Kent Hughes. He said, the truth is, even if Christ were born in Bethlehem 1,000 times, but not born within you, you would be eternally lost. The Christ who was born into the world must be born in your heart. Religious sentiment, even at Christmas time, without the living Christ is a yellow brick road to darkness. That's theologian Kent Hughes. Don't you like that we end with that? If you're not following Christ, you're following the yellow brick road to darkness. And that's just, and the theologian said it, right? A great writer, a great thinker, a great man of God. He said, it's great that we celebrate that Christ is born, but if he's not born in here, he could be born 1,000 times without him being born in here for you personally. So my question today, what are you following? What are you following? And as, again, just to reference the song, To Be Still. All right, this Christmas time, God, help me to follow you. Help me to not be following, you know, all of the good things, but help me to follow you. And let's just pray today. God, I just pray for this body of believers. I pray that we'd be able to answer that question today, that I'm following Christ. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here that's not, or anyone that's evaluating their life and saying, I'm not really sure what that looks like. I don't know if I am. I just pray that you would give them the courage to just say yes to Jesus today, to just say, God, I want to follow you. I want to say yes to Jesus, to have the freedom to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray blessings on everyone that was in the program today, blessings on the audience, blessings on the visitors. And I just thank you, God, that you are leading us and directing our paths as we follow you. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen.